And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always happy to be working on your financial freedom. Today's going to be a great show about that. Today's show, I'm going to share one principle and mathematical equation in detail for the entire show. This is the most important financial equation I have ever been exposed to. I was well in my mid-40s before I had been exposed to it. I felt like I had some sort of financial savvy understanding, but obviously I'd never heard of this. This principle changed how I view every single financial decision going forward. It changed my investment strategy. It changed how I look at long-term financial strategy. It has absolutely changed how I invest my money. And positively, it has changed my net worth dramatically. It is the one principle I revisit several times annually in order to judge my progress and, more importantly, to stay on track financially. The principle led to a complete paradigm shift in my life, an absolute earthquake shift. And it was a shift that shed light on what true financial independence really is. And like it or not, most people don't even consider this equation, this principle, until they retire. And even then, retirees and soon-to-be retirees, they've got the equation all wrong. They have it backwards. Many retirees, okay, and let's use the term in the traditional stance. Let's say the 65, 70, 75-year-old that's no longer working. Many of those retirees absolutely believe they are financially independent. Are they? I can argue that if their financial means is pulling savings out of a stock or a mutual fund or whatever, lessening the balance over time, then these quote-unquote retirees are not financially independent. I will argue also that if that retiree is dependent upon a Social Security check monthly, then you're not free. You're dependent. Is not the opposite of independent, dependent? So these folks, retirement, it has nothing to do with how much they pull from the fund, the size of the fund, the performance of the fund. And most unpredictable of all is how long they will live. For them, they need a set amount, and so they're pulling it out. But they're decreasing the size of that bag of money, the retirement bag of money that they put 40 and 50 years into. They're decreasing that size each and every month, but they're trapped. They say, I need $4,000 a month to live. And so regardless, the fund may be down, right? Let's say you're having a bad year and the stocks and the funds are down 6%, 7%, 8%. Are they reducing what they're pulling out? They may be trying, but pretty much they've already fit their retirement life into a box and they're trapped in that box. And when I heard this equation, when I understood this equation, it's what caused that paradigm shift. It caused everything I look at financially, everything, all of my efforts toward creating financial freedom or retirement, as we call it. So we call retirement at Lifestyles Unlimited true financial freedom. It's not an age. It is a financial condition. But this equation, I call it RONW, return on net worth. And it's a very simple, it's nothing more than a simple mathematical equation as a percentage. I will share that most Americans, as in, let's say, at least 3/4, maybe 90% of Americans today, have a return on net worth less than 1%. They don't they don't even know the equation to even understand they have a return on net worth less than 1%. You can determine your net worth. You can determine your return on net worth by simply taking your passive income. And passive income is a legitimate type of income by the IRS. You take your passive income and you divide it by your entire net worth, everything you own, not just the funds that you're designating for your retirement or for college or for your bank account or what have you. Your entire net worth, that's all your stuff. That's your house. Yes, that's your savings. That is any retirement funds if you have any of those. But you have to put it all in one box together, your entire net worth. So return on net worth is passive income. How much are you getting passively? How much money are you making monthly or quarterly in your sleep divided by net worth? And that will give you your return on net worth as a percentage. Now, like I said, most Americans, probably 75, at least maybe 90% of most Americans have that return, and it's going to be less than 1%. The larger your number, okay, the larger your number, that's you bettering. That's bettering yourself financially. That's performing better financially. Okay, so you need the two factors, right? Net worth, all of your assets minus your liabilities. Net worth equals assets minus liabilities. What's your equity in your home? Equity in your cars? Maybe you have negative equity in your vehicles, right? You owe more than it's worth. Well, you have to put that in there. That's going to knock your net worth down. We're trying to get the total number. Now, the second part of the equation, passive income. Unless you're a real estate investor, you probably don't have much passive income. That may be why you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We teach how to create passive income by buying cash-flowing rental real estate assets. But passive income, it's okay if you don't, all right? First time I did this, you'll hear, I had very, very next to nothing. And it's okay if you don't have that. That's where I was years ago. Even though I had one rent home back then, the funny thing was, I had the rent home in the self-directed IRA. It does not count for passive income because you may think you're paying yourself with that rental money, but no, you have to go give it to the IRA. That is the IRA's income. That is not John Smith's income, okay? So I could not count that when I did my first equation. If it's in a self-directed IRA and you own rental property in that, you're not getting any passive income. It's going to the IRA. So that's the position I was in. So when I did this equation, I couldn't count it. I couldn't count it at all. So the only passive income I had was interest in some checking and savings account. That's it. It was minimal, all right? Minimal. And if you're new or just now tuning in, please understand what we mean by passive income. Passive income is a legitimate type of income. The IRS says this is a type of income. W-2 is a type of income. There's some other investment royalty type income, but they're different types of income, and the IRS classifies those different types because they tax them differently. So passive income is earnings from rental property. Maybe you have a limited partnership and that pays you, or another business that you're not actively involved in, right? You're involved passively as an investor. If you don't work for it and the money comes to you monthly, day in, day out, day or night, month in, month out, because of something you own, like a business, a CD, a savings account, rental property, dividends, stocks, notes, that's passive income. And that's, again, what we strive for. That's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Understand that the only way to truly become financially free is with passive income. But you have to do this equation because you need to know where you're starting, okay? So return on net worth, passive income divided by net worth. Passive income divided by net worth. I first calculated my return on net worth. I'll tell you the exact date of it because I wrote it down. Saturday, May 18th, 2013. It was that significant to me. What was I doing that day? I was attending my first financial freedom seminar. That's our two-day class that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's on a Saturday and Sunday. It's 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. The class I attended, we teach these all over the country. The class I attended was in Irving, Texas. And the class I attended was being taught by the great Del Walmsley himself. He's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, Del, I believe, only teaches maybe once or twice a year. He's basically pulled away from that. He has people that teach this class all over the country. But occasionally, if you watch for it on the website, Del will be hosting the Financial Freedom Seminar, the 2 days. If you can make it, no matter what, go attend one of these. If you haven't attended it, you can join Lifestyles Unlimited and you can attend the Financial Freedom Seminar. If you can attend one being taught by Del, I highly recommend it. It's very enlightening. But at some point during that class, this was on day one, Saturday, Dale asked us to take out a pen and paper and jot down our net worth. Just what I went through earlier, right? Just take a few minutes. You don't have to be exact. Get as close as you can. If you're listening to me now, if you're not driving, if you're sitting at home, take out a pen. Go through this. Write down your net worth. Again, your home equity, savings account, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash on hand, whatever, land, stuff. So Dale asked us to do that. After a few minutes, he asked us to write down all passive income that came to us that we could access without penalty, okay? Payments on loans we made to others, interest on savings accounts, that's where mine was. If you have CDs, whatever that's earning you, I don't have any CDs, and rental income from real estate. And so we did this equation, and my number, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of, are you ready? Remember, this is a percentage. 0.00077 something. Okay. I wasn't even making a thousandth of a percent on my net worth. You see why that shocked me? Dell went around the room and he started asking other people what their number was. I was kind of, I guess I felt like I fit in because other people in the room were in line with where I was. Okay, so I was in the majority of the room, but I knew Dell was onto something here. Okay, prior to this, though, think about it. I thought I was financially savvy. 401k. Self-directed IRA, decent savings, very little consumer debt, good equity in my home. Again, I was a Dave Ramsey guy, so I thought prior to this class, my whole life, I'd been doing everything financially, and I really wasn't making anything on my net worth. We'll continue this on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm sharing the most important financial equation I've ever been exposed to in my life, and it didn't happen until I was in my mid-40s, and it's the return on net worth. What is your net worth paying you? If you missed the earlier segments of the show, you can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click that podcast button. You can scroll down. If you're looking for a show subject, for instance, return on net worth or RONW, type it in there. I'm not the only one who's done a show on that. A lot of great information, but it's a super important equation that you understand. It's completely opposite of everything we've been taught. You can actually go buy an investment that pays you rather than you, quote unquote, buying an investment that you have to pay for, like a personal home, like a 401k. But you can find us on the website, the podcast app on your smartphone. Everybody's got a smartphone. On that smartphone is the podcast app. You can subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's free, and you can listen to the show in your spare time. You're working in your garage on a Saturday morning. Pull up the show. Listen to it in the background. Get some information. Learn more about real estate investing. I'm sharing with you when I first heard the equation, and Dell had us go through the exercise of calculating our return on net worth. And like I said, mine was something, it was less than a thousandth of a percent. It was miserable. But Dell's going around the room, and pretty much everybody was in the same boat I was. And then Dell came across a guy, and he basically said, raise your hand, because there was a lot of people in the room. He didn't ask each person personally. He said, raise your hand if you have greater than 1% return on net worth. This guy's hand goes up. He said, keep them up if your return on net worth is greater than 2%. Same guy, just one guy in the whole room. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up if your return on net worth is greater than 3%. Guy has his hand up. Dell stops and says, you mind if I ask what you do? And obviously this guy had significant passive income. Let's say his net worth was worth $1 million. Well, he's making $30,000 a year in passive income, right? If he's making worth half a million, he's making $15,000 in a year in passive income. And I don't know what his net worth was. I just know he left his hand up. He was making greater than 3%. Okay. He might've been making 5. He might've been making 8. I don't know. Dell said, you mind if I ask you what you do? And the guy goes, oh yeah, I own some rental property. And Dell's like, that's it. If you're invested in real estate, that's why we went through this equation, and you're making that passive income, that cash flow off of your rental assets, you're going to have a greater passive income. And again, passive income is the secret to true financial freedom. This is the stuff that's not taught out there. This is stuff I didn't learn until I was in my mid-40s. Passive income is a true return on net worth. That's why it matters. The difference is buying an investment. Imagine this, okay? Those of you in the conventional wisdom world, you can buy an investment that pays you. And that's the complete opposite of the age-old strategy of buying an investment that we pay for. That's what we get sold. You're going to buy a 401k, and yeah, you're buying it because you're paying for it monthly, annually, quarterly. You're going to buy an IRA because you're paying for it. Your personal home. Yes, everyone understands that. You buy a personal home. Guess what happens each and every month? You pay for it. When people think their personal home's an investment, I look at them and go, my home never cut me a check. My home never gave me any cash. I always had to pay for my home. Understand that wealthy people buy streams of income. And in doing so, the wealthy is maximizing their return on net worth. The greater your return on net worth, the more likely you will become financially free. I'm going to say that again. The greater the return on your net worth, the more likely you will become financially free. And it's 180 degrees opposite of everything I was taught my whole life. It's 180 degrees opposite of what most people are taught their whole life. The fact is, your net worth can pay you monthly. It can pay you quarterly. It can pay you annually. You just have to be transforming your net worth into the right type of assets. And if you do this, if you have passive income monthly, quarterly, annually, doesn't that mean you could live forever? You could live into perpetuity? I know we're not going to live forever, but if we have that financially, we're not trying to pull out a stipend out of this bag of money that we spent 50 years saving and fitting our retirement into a box and trying to live on that stipend. No, we have financial passive income coming in each and every month. We pay our monthly obligations. If we have any left over, we're financially free. That's the paradigm shift that I went through at my first financial seminar, financial freedom seminar taught by Lifestyles Unlimited. It was a completely different concept. It was an epiphany. It was an absolute change in my life, because then and there, by doing the return on net worth equation, I realized true financial freedom is a condition. I used to always think it was an age. No, financial freedom is when you finally saved enough and you can quit your job and do whatever you want that you've been deferring forever. That was it, man. It was over. American society has it backwards. What we've been taught our whole life is to save, 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 IRAs, 401ks. And then when we're old and we retire, we bleed those savings down a small percentage at a time, and then we eventually die. This is what we're taught. This is what we're trained. This is what's reinforced in the workplace. It's the participation plan of retirement. And that is the problem with wealth and retirement today. There's too many variables that go into that plan that cause it to fail. In fact, most people, and we've done entire shows on it, just have an abysmal median amount in their quote-unquote retirement plan. It's not going to work. I've done those shows and highlight the failures. What I want you to understand today, if this is your first time listening to me, or if you're considering investing in real estate, and I'm not getting into the nuts and bolts of the real estate investing. We'll do that on some other shows. We've done it on some path shows. What I really want to get at is that core, that why real estate? Because it creates the passive income, and the passive income is what we can use to buy our life back one chunk at a time and truly create financial freedom, okay? That's important. You have to understand your why, and then it's gonna make your action of doing so easier. If you have a spouse, and my wife wasn't on board when I first started investing in real estate, my wife's greatly on board now because our life has changed so much. And if you've listened to the show today at all in any shape or form, you will know that that equation, return on net worth, it's passive income divided by net worth. It's about making your net worth work for you. But if you've listened to the show, learning that equation shocked me, absolutely shocked me, created that paradigm shift in my life. So now when I look at an investment or putting money in a certain place, I'm all concerned about what is that paying me? What is it paying me? What is it? And the payment, the passive income payment, is that side of it. It's that the more we have as a percentage, the better off we're doing financially, the more your net worth is working for you. If you're stuffing it in an IRA or a 401k, right now, send me an email and tell me what that's paying you monthly, because it's not. And even those of you that are retirees, when you're pulling money out of it, it's not really paying you. If you have, let's just pick a number, $100,000, and you pull $4,000 out, did it pay you $4,000 without the $100,000 going down? No, you took $4,000 from it. It didn't earn $4,000 that particular month, and then $4,000 the next month, and then $4,000 the next month. You are reducing it. If I have a stack of blocks on the left side and there's 100 blocks and I have no stacks on the right side, and I pull 4 blocks from the left side and move it over to the right side, I still have 100 blocks. Some are over here and some over here. And if I spend these right now, let's transform them into dollars, they're gone. Okay. And now we start with 96 blocks and then 92. And then 88, and so on. It just goes down and down and down. And what we do is the exact opposite as real estate investors. I was in the same boat as everybody else, as in the majority of Americans from the age of 20 or so when I got out of college and started working in basically the corporate world. I was taught the same thing most people were taught. Save, 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 do without, scrimp, feed a 401k, feed an IRA to the greatest extent possible, preferably at 20% of my salary. And it was hard, and I didn't always make the 20% until I had moved up in my career. It was very difficult. But the main thing was I was doing without. My wife was doing without. When we were a young family, we were doing without. But this conventional plan, they tell you to start as early as you can. Every plan you look up, success, just Google success with a 401k, is going to tell you you need to start in your early 20s. That's the only way their math works. It gets better later in life. And if you start in your 20s, then you're fine. If you start when you're 30s, you're probably out of luck. If you start when you're 40s, chances are you'll never make it. And if you're starting when you're 50s, there's no way you're going to make it. But if you start in your 20s, again, the plan says you at some point late in life, they don't ever give you the details. They say at some point you will have accumulated a great sum of money, and then you can take 4% of that sum to live on. And in some financial advisors are now saying 3%, but they were telling me 4%. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind, okay, if I get to a million, I can live on $40,000 a year. All right, I'm in my 30s. I'm thinking, all right, well, that's not very much. Things are going to be way more expensive. If I get to 2 million, I can live on $80,000 a year. And then I was a little older and I realized, wait, that's not $80,000. That's $80,000 pre-tax. Oh my gosh. Now, if I can save 3 million, than those 401ks and those IRAs, that's $120,000. But again, it's pre-tax, so it's probably somewhere in the range of 88 when it's all said and done. Maybe a little more, a little less. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound like the wild retirement again annually that I'm sacrificing 40 or 50 years for. So I figure that number would have to be at least $4,160,000 pre-tax to live on. Again, decades from now, knowing how expensive healthcare would be, knowing how expensive housing would be, really only about 10 grand a month after taxes. And I just started thinking, my gosh, this isn't going to work. I'm not going to have a very good retirement if I stay on this plan. But it's the plan that we're taught. It's the plan that we're told. It's the plan that is sold to us. My problem was reverse engineering it. I was a participant and to the fullest extent possible, but I ended up becoming a skeptic. I understood prices would always go up. I recognized early on, this is the other thing tax advisors tell you, well, your taxes will be less as a percentage of your income because you'll be living on less. And I started thinking to myself, well, my gosh, my wife and I want to travel. I sure hope we have grandkids. We also want to do everything that we couldn't do, that we sacrificed. I don't think our taxes are going to be less. And then I also started thinking, do you think Washington, D.C. is going to make our taxes less 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now? So I became an absolute skeptic to that 401k, that IRA, that conventional wisdom plan. I knew I couldn't save my way there. I knew things wouldn't be less expensive, and I knew taxes wouldn't go down unless I just had such a tiny amount that I'm really not getting taxed on. So that's when I had to make a change and started investing in real estate. I bought my first one in that self-directed IRA. I do not recommend doing that. It is a very ineffective way. You lose all of your tax advantages, number one. Number two, the IRA gets paid. Number three, I believe there's some UBIT taxes that may, that's a very, very difficult method that you've got to go through, and you may owe those taxes. So there's a lot of reasons not to do it in a self-directed IRA. I just didn't know any better. But I did that, and we made about 9% again in the IRA after 2 years owning that home, and I needed an effective education. All right, that's the point I was at. I knew and I had a great corporate job, made good money, was putting it in the 401k, but I started doing the reverse engineering, became the skeptic, knew that that plan wouldn't work, bought real estate in the self-directed IRA. Again, I was doing this all on my own, and then was humble enough to go find an effective education program. And Lifestyles Unlimited gave me that education, allowed me the means to properly invest in real estate effectively, taught me life-changing passive income, life-changing net worth growth in that method, and taught me to look at everything through the eyes of return on net worth, the greatest financial equation. This is your first time hearing it, you have heard the greatest financial equation there is, because it's all about everything you own working for you, my friends, as opposed to you working for everything you own. Flip it on its backside, change it, start looking at what you're getting paid. You deserve to get paid. So as you're going through, I want to ask you, what are you doing to change it? Are you making a plan to convert your net worth into cash flowing assets? Buy your life back, change your life. Because along the way, you're going to understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.